God, I hate winter. If it wasn't for the hurricanes, I'd move to Florida.
Adrian knocked on the hotel room door and sighed, rolling his eyes at the sight of his breath in the air. He hoped the girl, Sherry, didn't keep him waiting too long. Adrian shivered and wished desperately he was back in his own warm home, with a roaring fire and a good book. He'd been volunteered by Max to pick up the newest Pride member. Tonight was supposed to be her formal introduction, though she'd already been approved by both the Alphas and the Betas. Only Max could get Adrian to stand outside in the cold like this. But that was okay. He planned on exacting his own kind of revenge. He grinned, thinking of all the ways he could encourage Emma's premarital madness. The Alpha's mate had gone completely insane, post-it bombing the office with little notes and to-do lists. She either kept forgetting that he shared desk space with Max or enjoyed tormenting him with wedding cake photos. It was enough to send a confirmed bachelor into sugar shock. Adrian didn't want a mate. He smiled to himself. His best friends had both become pussy-whipped, all in the space of weeks. Emma said jump, and the big, strong Alpha asked not only how high, but which direction. As for Simon, if Becky so much as sighed, he panicked. Watching the two strongest members of the Pride buckle under the breast brigade made him all the more determined to stay sanely single. "Just a moment," a soft voice called from inside. It sounded shy and sweet, and Adrian's puma raised its head curiously. He could feel his dick hardening slightly at the sound of her velvety voice. "What the hell?" he muttered, frowning at the closed door. Shrugging, he tried to dismiss his body's reaction. "Who is it?" That soft voice sent a shaft of pure lust through his veins. He twitched his shoulders and tried to dismiss the low growling sound of his puma.
"Adrian Giordano, I'm the friend Max said would be picking you up tonight."
Why the hell the woman couldn't drive herself was a mystery, but he'd been so busy he'd forgotten to ask. He could hear the locks disengage and tensed. His puma let loose a low growl he'd never heard from it before, and he had to clamp his lips shut to keep it from emerging from his human lips. His eyes flashed, the colors of the setting sun turning from red to gold as he lost the red-green color spectrum. He forced them to change back, closing his eyes just as the door to the room swung open.
"Hi, Dr. Giordano. I'm Sherry Montgomery."
He opened his eyes to find a snow princess staring back at him. She had the palest, softest-looking blonde hair he'd ever seen. The nearly white locks fell in delicate waves just past her shoulders. Pale, crystal-blue eyes surrounded by equally pale lashes glowed in a face that could make the angels weep. She was small and dainty, the top of her head barely reaching his shoulder. Her breasts were perfect for her slight frame. He had the inexplicable urge to pick her up, toss her over his shoulder, and carry her off to his den where no one else would ever see her, would ever want her. "Mine." Adrian's eyes widened as his puma snarled in his mind. "Crap." She tilted her head to the side and sort of off-center. She lowered the hand he hadn't even realized she'd raised in greeting.
"Excuse me? Is everything all right?"
No, everything's fine."
He hoped to God she couldn't see the erection straining against his trousers.
"Would you like to come in for a moment while I get my coat?"
Adrian gulped as she smiled, sweetly uncertain.
"Can I come in for a year or two? How about I just come?"
He did his best to bludgeon the voice of lust to death, but it refused to die. He wanted to throw her down on the ugly green carpet and fuck her until neither one of them could walk for a week. Maybe a month.
"Try years," his puma purred. "Sure, thanks."
It didn't even occur to him that he was already thinking of her as his.